we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, good Monday morning to you, Brevard County. We're glad that you have tuned in to WMIE 91.5 FM. I hope you got the joy of the Lord inside of you today, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And I pray that today you go through revitalized in every aspect of your being. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, and we would love to have you come and be a part of what God is doing in our congregation to make our community a better community. And so today we want to say thank you to the fine folks at Jits Concrete. They are based here in Cocoa, Florida, 321-536-5804. And if you need expert personnel to do concrete or block work, if you want to give them a call, 321-536-5804. They are the people to call. They can tell you what strength of concrete that you need. I was actually talking with a person from our church the other day, and they've had them out to give them an estimate on a project that they are contemplating. They do a great job. They'll treat you fairly. They'll do the job. They'll do it right the first time, and they will be a blessing to you. So Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, if you need any block or concrete work done in the weeks to come. You do need to give them a little bit of a window right now. There's a lot of construction going on, and so if you're planning ahead, it'll be a good thing to make sure that you get, as my daughter would say, in the queue. In the queue. I said, what does that mean? So get in the schedule of things. And it's like, oh, okay. So thank God for intelligent kids. That's what I've got to say about that. So today we want to take you into the book of Hosea. But as you are turning there, I want to let you know what the topic is that we are dealing with. We're in Galatians chapter 6. We've been talking about this progressive relationship that we have with God, the Holy Spirit. Verse number 7 says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Today, I want to take you to an absolutely marvelous passage of Scripture. It's in the book of Hosea, chapter 10. A lot of people think that the minor prophets means that they're less important than the major prophets. The major prophets are Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel. But really, the term minor prophets has nothing to do with their significance. It has everything to do with the length of the books. Minor just means that they are shorter in the extent of their communication. They're just more compact than some of the major prophets are. So Hosea is the first of those. We've done a little bit of talking about the concept of sowing and reaping that's already been mentioned in the book of Hosea, but I want to take you to chapter 10. I'm going to read two verses today, and we're going to focus on verse number 12 on today's program. Verse number 12 says, sow for yourselves righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness on you. I wanted to focus, well, let me read one more verse before I get so excited I get ahead of myself. You have plowed wickedness, you have reaped iniquity, you have eaten the fruit of lies because you trusted in your own way, in the multitude of your mighty men. Therefore, tumult shall arise among you, and all your fortresses shall be plundered. So, verse number 12, sow for yourselves righteousness. I wanted to focus on this particular verse because you and I here at the beginning of the week, you may be just getting to work, you may be on your way to work, but you get to determine right here at the beginning part of the week what you are going to sow so that you can expect a harvest. I've always wanted to sow into my work ethic. I wanted to sow for pastors that I worked for, a relationship that I could reap a harvest of exponentially, and I would be glad to get that harvest. You know, I don't know about you, but I always liked my paychecks to be sufficient to meet the needs. I liked it to be income from a job that I felt good about, that I felt like I was doing something that was meaningful and productive. I had a job one time. Just in case you were wondering, I've been fired twice in my life, and there's been a number of other times where my entire company went out of business. In fact, every shoe store that I managed, they lost the lease in every one of those cases. And I was like, you know, after the third round of this, I wouldn't think that anybody would really want to hire me to manage their shoe department because they would think that their days are numbered. None of the decisions on those leases had anything to do with me. In fact, many of them caught the company completely and totally by surprise. It wasn't just a site thing. It was a corporate thing. So I do know what it is like to suddenly find yourself unemployed. I never liked that. Now I've gotten so sidetracked there that I didn't remember where I was there for a minute. But the pastors that I've worked for, there were a couple of times. Once I was a staff pastor and I was terminated, and there was another time that I had a job that I got terminated from. And that job's the one I really wanted to talk to you about because, that was a job that I saw no purpose to. It had virtually no lifespan. I would go and I would dust something. I could turn around in a circle 10 times and come back and find that it was all dust covered once again. And that's just never been the type of job that I wanted to be a part of, where there was nothing lasting about it. I addressed the topic with my boss, and he gave me permission to change strategies. And that didn't set well with some other folks. And he told me, he said, you know, I could have intervened in your situation, but God had called you to better things than dusting recreational vehicles on a gravel parking lot during the heat of summer when there's no rain. God's called you to better than this. So there was I do know what it's like to have some unexpected surprises going on in your life. So I've always wanted to sow. When I was working for people, I wanted to sow in righteousness. Have you given thought to what type of seed you want to sow this week? Because you and I, we need to sow righteous seed. It is absolutely imperative for us to sow seeds of righteousness. If you would go in your Bible to the book of Hebrews in the New Testament, you are going to find in chapter 7, verse number 1, it says, "For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being translated king of righteousness." That's what the name Melchizedek means, is king of righteousness. "He was the king of Salem, which means the king of peace, and he was the priest of the Most High God." And so I want you to see that there is a very important thing there, that you and I, we have a king who is a righteous king. I want to take you one more place over into the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23. This is one of the names of God. Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse number, verse number 5. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will raise to David a branch of righteousness. A king shall reign and prosper, and execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell safely. Now this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness, Jehovah Tsidkenu, or Yahweh Tsidkenu. It's the name. It is the very nature of God. The Lord is our righteousness. It means to be just. It means to be righteous. It means to be truthful, that God is loyal. He gives right standing. Righteousness in the New Testament is not something that is attained through obedience or any of man's merits or efforts, but it is imputed to us through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Righteous, it means that we are to be faithful to God's nature and to God's purposes. And that's why we can call God the righteous, because he is always faithful to his nature and faithful to his purpose. Have you ever tried to be someone you weren't? I am told that actors that are on a professional and, you know, celebrity status, that the thing that makes them so amazing in their craft is they are able to be someone that they are not and do it at such a level that you believe that that is actually who they are. That is not a skill that I care to have. I want to be in right standing with God. I also want to be true to the nature and the purposes of God. I don't want to have to put on a mask. I don't want to have to disguise myself. I want to be able to say, this is what God is about. God is a God of justice. That means that everybody gets treated the same. The rich don't get treated differently than the poor. The politically powerful do not get treated more and more favorably than those who are considered politically insignificant. It doesn't matter before God what the color of your skin is. You see, the only way to get to heaven is through asking Jesus to forgive you of your sins and to be cleansed of your righteousness, to ask him to be the Lord of your life and accepting his offer of forgiveness for you. That is the only way. No matter who you are, how rich you are, how old you are, doesn't matter whether you were born in America or whether you weren't born in America. I remember watching a movie with Alex Haley in it. It wasn't Alex Haley. It was James Earl Jones. Okay. I think Alex Haley wrote Roots, but I believe it was James Earl Jones, and he was portraying a predecessor to Martin Luther King Jr., and they were trying to pressure him to do a funeral for this person in the church whose family was well connected to the church, and they wanted him to speak all of these wonderful accolades, and he said, "I'm not going to do it." And I can't remember the name, but I remember that scene in the movie. And you see, it doesn't matter. Do you know that I'm not getting into heaven because I'm a pastor? The only way I'm getting into heaven is because I'm a child of the living God, and Jesus is the Lord of my life. My wife, my kids all have to have a personal relationship with Jesus. My grandkids have to have a personal relationship with Jesus if they're going to get into heaven, because that is the only way. There is an old saying that says this: God has no grandchildren, just children. You don't get into heaven because you're American. You don't get into heaven because of your skin color. You don't get into heaven because you were famous or because you were rich or any of that sort of stuff. You get into heaven because you recognized that apart from God, you were headed for destruction. But because of him, you're headed for eternal life. So I suggest that you and I follow this this three-step plan that is mentioned here in Hosea chapter 10, verse number 12. The first is to sow in righteousness. So you sow justice so that you can reap justice. You sow truth because you want to reap truth. You don't want to lie to people because you don't want people lying to you. So sow in righteousness. Make sure that as you are going out this week, that you do not sow rebellion, you do not sow strife, you do not sow deception. You know, a lot of times parents try to teach their children to tell the truth while at the same time training them to lie. It doesn't happen as much anymore because of, you know, voicemail and things like that. But it used to be that if you called somebody, that they would have their kids answer the phone. And if they didn't want to talk to that person, they would say, tell them that I'm not here. Well, you've got to realize at that point in time that you have just trained your children to lie if it's more expedient than telling the truth. And so don't be surprised when your children don't just stop lying for you, but they do start lying to you. Okay? Sow in righteousness. Let them see. I tell you what, sow apologizing. I have apologized to my wife. I've apologized to my kids. I've apologized to people in public. I've apologized to people when I've been wrong. I'm not afraid to apologize. There's an old saying that says, never apologize, it's a sign of weakness. And I say, that's a bunch of garbage. I believe this, apologizing is actually a sign of great strength. Because it says, I don't have to pretend to be invincible. I can be real and genuine with who I am. Sow in righteousness because you want to get that harvest. It also says to reap in mercy. Reap in mercy. Do you know that there were actually biblical laws that governed the concept of harvest? They were not supposed to glean all the way to the ends of the field. You would think, you know, I don't want anything to go to waste. I mean, you're already going to be tithing off the first fruits into the harvest, and now you're saying don't glean all the way to the edges, and that's because that was considered to be an offering for the poor of the land, where they would come. Listen, they didn't glean all the way to the edges. It didn't mean that the crop wasn't going to be brought in, but instead there were going to be people who had no field of their own, who did not sow the seed, and they would come along and they'd say, we'll do the part that's not going to be all that lucrative. We'll take care of the edges. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the harvest. Okay? And so there is that concept of reaping, that you reap in mercy. You reap with the mindset that you are going to be a blessing to other people. There, you know, the rich ruler that is condemned in the New Testament, he said, you've stored up goods for yourselves for many years. Tear down your barns, build bigger barns, and then take it easy for the rest of your life. There was no concept there of ministering to those who were in need. Jesus said this, you can help the poor any time you want. Are you ready for a newsflash? If there's someone poor in your midst, do you know that Jesus has given you permission in the word that you don't even have to pray about it? You can help them if you want to. Okay? Now you need the wisdom of God. I would highly encourage you, because there are people out there who game the system that are not being empowered, but they're being enabled because of the way that they deceive people and con people into helping them, when actually what they need to do is rise up, go out, get a job, and allow God to give them the ability to produce wealth. But our family has been in a situation where we needed assistance from time to time. And I will tell you this, we did not just reap, but when we got into a position, we sowed. Did you know that God is watching over the orphans and the widows, the poor and the fatherless. God watches over them. And so as you are going about reaping, I always told whenever I've been doing business, it was I wasn't trying to squeeze out the last nickel out of a financial transaction. I just wasn't. I wanted to make sure that there was something there that the buyer could feel good about as well. So the first two concepts that we've talked about today are sowing in righteousness and reap in mercy. And then verse number 12 of Hosea, let me get back there to the right page again. Hosea chapter 10, verse number 12. I'm going to find it. It says, break up your fallow ground. So that would come before the sowing. We talked about this last week, that fallow ground was breaking up the ground in an unsown condition so that the soil itself could be healed. For it is time to seek the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness on you. You break up the fallow ground. You sow for yourselves righteousness. You reap in mercy, and then you seek the Lord. Do you realize the faith involved in farming? You are taking something, putting it in the ground. Jesus said that seed actually dies in the ground. It is completely transformed. It's isolated. It's cut off. It's separated from everything that it's ever known. It's buried in the ground, and it's getting ready to come up in resurrection life. He says it's time to seek the Lord. When you have made sure that the soil is fertile, when you have sown your seeds and you have got your heart in the right place where you are going to reap mercy, I pray that you are not just a recipient of mercy, but that you are a dispenser of it as well. I tell people, mercy is, by my nature, mercy is my primary gifting. There are times when I've got to set mercy aside so that exhortation can have its work, but mercy is my primary gifting, and there is a reason for that, is because I want to reap mercy. I need mercy in my life. So I don't just want to receive it. I want to dispense it. And so you will find that I will give people second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth chances. I'll be extremely, extremely merciful because God's been extremely merciful with me. He says, you seek the Lord. You seek the Lord because it's time to seek the Lord. It's always the right time to seek the Lord. During Saul's reign, they did not consult the Lord very often. He basically only did what most people do, and that is he consulted the Lord when he was in trouble, when there was a problem and he needed to figure out what was going on. He would seek the Lord. But an appreciation for the Ark of the Covenant and the presence of God was not common in Saul, but it was epitomized in David. David loved the presence of the Lord. David wasn't a perfect man. There were times when he was supposed to be at war that he was at pleasure, and it devastated his household. Okay? What Hosea is telling us under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit is he says, it's time to seek the Lord, and don't stop. Don't stop. Continue to seek the Lord till he comes. My daughter was asking me here a week or so ago, Dad, do you know what your Easter message is going to be on? And I'm going to give you a newsflash. It's the coming King, the coming King. So we're going to be talking about that. I do want to, let me just interrupt to say this. This coming Saturday, our youth are going to be having a free car wash in our parking lot, the corner of Grove Street and Tangerine. It is a ministry of our youth and children's ministry to the community to help them to earn credit so that they can go to kids camp and youth camp. And so I'll give you more details as that's coming up this week. They'll probably be out there at least 10 o'clock of a morning. They will be out there, but they'll be in our parking lot, and they're going to be blessing and serving our community. We want to teach our children not just how to receive, but we want to teach them how to be a blessing as well. So that's coming up this coming Saturday. There's going to be some fun. After that, they're going to be soaking wet already, so we're going to make sure that they have an opportunity to get further soaked and wet. And then on Easter Sunday, we're going to be having several events after our service as well. Some kid events, and we're going to be having a potluck dinner on the ground as well, where we're going to be serving some sandwiches and things like that. So all of that is coming up on April the 1st on Easter Sunday. So that's coming up. We just love getting together as a family of believers, and so hopefully you'll be able to join us for one of those events. If you need your car washed, it's a great way to get your car washed for free. Okay. Till he comes and rains righteousness on you. What is it that you sowed at the beginning part of verse number 12? You sow for yourselves righteousness. What do? You seek the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness on you. Isn't it great that God is not asking us to do something that he's not going to do for us? Aren't you thankful that you serve a righteous God? You know, Greeks and other mythologies, they created gods with supernatural flaws. They had supernatural powers, but they were flawed individuals. They lied, they cheated, they stole, they fought, all of that sort of stuff. There were tremendous strife between their little deities. But God is a righteous God. He is faithful to his nature. He is faithful to his purpose. He is faithful to his people. He is faithful to you, and he wants to come, and he says, if you will sow righteousness, if you will reap in mercy, if you will break up your fallow ground, if you will seek the Lord, I'm going to come, and when I come, I'm going to rain down righteousness. I don't know about you, but sowing a seed of righteousness compared with a downpour of righteousness seems like an exponential harvest to me. If you want to see righteousness in a greater degree in your life, sow those seeds today. Sow them with your coworkers. Sow them with your boss, and expect God to open up heaven and pour out righteousness in this community. See you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new, I tell how great you are, tell my praise to you.